when you call in, do us a big favor. Turn down the volume of your radio set. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're speaking to Stephen.
Welcome, Stephen. Welcome.
Okay. This man has a very bad thing, you know. And actually, I will attribute it to the failure of governance, you know, because you see police officers that pay a huge amount of money to be transferred to River State just because they want to get themselves involved in such kind of business. And then you see somebody, a police officer, has paid like 15 years in Port Harcourt. He's not being transferred to anywhere, you know, just to make sure that he partakes in these manners. And then you see there was a prosecution that happened to a military man. I wouldn't want to mention his name. He, as an army officer, has illegal gunboats that are not registered in Nigerian army. He bought it himself and is using it to extort money from people that people fire. He's been arrested and they are doing the prosecution right now. So sometimes at the end of the day, he goes scot-free and nobody hears about it. So I would say it's the collapse of the government.
So how are you coping in Port Harcourt? What's your routine like? That's what I want to hear. What's your routine like?
Myself, I've relocated to Lagos.
You've relocated to Lagos?
Yes, I'm just around because of the earthquake.
Okay. Hello, Port Harcourt. 93, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Yeah, Honorable from Nkorodude.
Welcome.
You are talking about those who are sponsoring them. What are the federal government would not create employment for people?
They're all corporate.
And after not creating employment,
they are
these
all
boys went out to do this smoke fire.
They are all culpable. The question is, how are you coping in Port Harcourt? What are you doing? What are you experiencing? That's what I want to hear this morning.
Yes, I'm experiencing malaria and typhoid because of this smoke fire issue. You can see last week every year. If you come to this summer start, Lagos bus stop, you see people there dying. Most are vomiting for this smoke fire issue. Because the situation is very, very bad for this side. For last every year, they are inhaling it. You can see the little children are suffering the same thing. By all the federal government to create employment. So this one would be from this smoke fire problem.
All right, so employment. But some will also ask that there are so many cases all around the world of people who are unemployed, but who did not choose to kill other people to make money. Now, it may seem as a bit of an over-exaggeration, but after listening to this woman, particularly yesterday, I saw their argument, and I'm bringing it to you. There are murderers. That's it. You may not have come out with a gun or a knife to stab or shoot people, but to intentionally carry out an activity, first and foremost, you steal for whatever way you want to look at it, whether it's in your backyard or not. The point is, were you authorized to take it? No, it's stolen. So you steal, illegally refine, process, and then release poisonous gases and things into the atmosphere, and then you think people should greet you because you're good? Once again, speak to any woman who has a child in River State right now, and they'll tell you a different story. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. The question is, how are you coping with the suit in River State, in Port Harcourt in particular? What are you experiencing? What are you doing? Like I said last week, you have to drink a lot of water. I have to mop my apartment every 3 or 4 days these days. A simple wipe would tell you stories. Just a simple wipe. How exactly are you coping? 93.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Jude. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm here. Since the issue with the suit is pathetic, it's sad. Jude, actually, initially, we're trying to see if we could activate the relocation from Port Harcourt. Then another thought again, say, oh, see, try to do something and all of that. We tried everything that we know how to do, but it's not working.
What are you doing? What are you trying? What have you tried? What have you tried?
We shut we run a generator and then lock up our houses when we sleep in the night so that we can be on AC to prevent it.
Okay.
But that's not working. I mean, we don't know what else to do. I wake up, I see my children. I mean, 9-month-old child.
Oh, dear.
Filled with black stuff. Mine, every other person, you know. The situation is helpless. We don't know what to do. And the next thing is just to relocate, live here for now. Because I've brought some friends. So, if it happens in your area, maybe we can move to a certain area where it's not getting so. Oh, it says all over. We call the certain place all over. What can we do? There's something, if this is an airborne disease. So, whoever is responsible for this, let the person know, or let the people know that they are murderers. I mean, this is an existential threat. In years to come, people might not be living here. But now, whoever is doing is buying car. Our cousin is buying car with it. They are paying for us. They are eating. You think you're paying for things. You're paying for debt. That's not money. That's not money at all. Whoever is involved in this must stop. If not, years to come, you will not see people living in this town anymore. Because that is death that people are swallowing.
Death people are swallowing. We'll go for a break. I'm going to read your messages now, and when we come out from this break, please gather your thoughts. We're not here to talk about the levels. No. How are you coping? That's the focus. It's sad that we're going to have to do this towards the end of the year, but we are going to, as it were, let the people speak up for themselves. The people in MO had a demonstration some days ago, about a week or so ago, if I'm not mistaken, and then the finger pointed. We're not here to finger point, but how are you coping in Port Harcourt right now? What are you doing to, as it were, improve the quality of your health and your lifestyle here in Port Harcourt? And by the way, once again, if you are involved in the chain of supply, the woman says, I should tell you, you are a murderer.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt. It's not a very pleasant morning to be in this lovely city. We are all making, as it were, the most of a bad situation. And once again, this is not an over-exaggeration. This is not an alarmist. This is not something to be incendiary or to be inciting. However, it is the real truth that many people who are living in Port Harcourt are experiencing. So our question this morning is, how are you coping with the suit? In fact, it's something that we're going to be doing for a while, just to ramp up as much attention as we possibly can. All right, so just so you know, you are on 92.3 Nigeria Info, and that means that you have listeners from all across the globe. There are Nigerians who are in Japan. There are Nigerians who are in the US, obviously the UK, in all parts of Europe right now, in every part of the globe who are listening. And there are also friends who are also listening. We need you to tell them what exactly is going on in Port Harcourt. How are you coping with the soot and the pollution that we are experiencing right now? If it's not been this bad in the past 5 years, in the past 6 months alone, the amount that we have seen, the degradation, we're seeing egrets, cattle egrets now looking black. We've seen animals come forth from the bush looking like they have been inside oil cans. We're seeing babies, people are wiping their nostrils as we speak. Wipe your nostrils with a tissue or cotton wool and show us. Send us a message on WhatsApp 08090306416. Put it up on your social media handles. Let other Nigerians see what is going on in Port Harcourt. Because it seems as though it's not that bad yet. We'll manage. We are managing. Yeah, we are. So how exactly are you managing with the suits? 017-923-0003 and the female caller line 0817-923-0009. Please turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in. On WhatsApp, let's see now. This is indeed a big problem. My family has unending catarrh and cough. My toddler couldn't breathe well for nights because we had to close the window. He was uncomfortable. We had to visit the doctor and spent about 15,000 naira for drugs. I really wish this suit will stop. We are all walking dead. I weep for all infants, children, and also Grace from Ozoba. Jude, this is not a matter for long-term sickness. I am currently suffering upper tract infection, according to my doctor. It's killing people right now. All my nostrils were full of black stuff and I could not effectively breathe. Jew, these people are evil and the government is part of them since they say they cannot stop them. Did you even know that the nose mask cannot effectively stop you from inhaling the black stuff? It is painful. Indeed. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Jew.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
My name is Charles. Charles Awono and I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Charles.
Jew, thank you very much for bringing this program on. Look, you see this thing, we are playing with what is eventually going to be a cancer epidemic in Rivers State, Port Harcourt in particular. Dude, you need to come to my house. Everything in my house is all black. I did a clean up of my house yesterday night, and as of this morning, dude, you need to be at my house to see what's happening there. Covering my nose is a problem. My office is a mess. My car is a mess. We have a Ministry of Health. Okay. We're supposed to have a Commissioner for Health. But what is happening? The environment is polluted in Port Harcourt. People are dying. And nobody's saying anything. Is it until the cancer epidemic hits Port Harcourt? That is when the authorities concerned will start acting. No, this is wrong.
How are you coping? What measures are you using to mitigate the
I have to be going about with nose mask. In my car, you can imagine how many nose masks I have in my car. In my bag, I have nose masks in my bag. Why? Why should the authorities be so unconcerned?
Well, the governor said we should pray, that he can't stop it, that we should pray.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said that.
So in this day and time, in the 21st century? Come on, man.
I didn't say it, Charles. I promise you I did not say it. He said it, not me. He said it.
Okay, come on, man. It doesn't make any sense. Why should anybody say that in the 21st century? When it happened in Shanghai, in Guangzhou and was it Beijing? There was so much noise that was made about it in the international community. And look at what has happened. I was in India sometime in 2013, December 2013 to January 2014. There was a serious pollution there in New Delhi. The environment was polluted. You would not believe it. Almost everybody in New Delhi was coughing. At a point, I was affected as well. Because my tall guy, too, was coughing all through. Fortunately, I had to treat it before coming back home. Why? the Hamilton is here. With the Hamilton dog case and the suit, believe you me, my brother, it is not a good combination.
Oh, well. Anyway.
It is not good.
We'll just keep praying, Charles. The governor said we should pray. Yeah, so praying it is, praying it is. So other than praying, please, what else are you doing? How are you coping with the suit in Port Harcourt? Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt. My name is Victor. I'm calling from Lisbon.
Good morning. Please, can you speak directly to your phone? We can barely hear you, please.
My name, can you hear me now?
Okay, we can hear you, please.
Yes, my name is Richard. I'm coming from Lisbon.
Richard, how are you coping? What are you doing these days?
Richard, Mr. Judy, I think your guess will be as good as mine or how I'm cooking, but let me just speak these points quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible recorded three things that would describe one being: executed, steal, kill, and destroy. That was how you described the devil. And if these people are stealing our oil, killing our ambition, killing our joy, and also destroying our lives and property, then they are the sons and children of the devil. And Mr. Jude, let me do a little bit of prognosis into some government affairs. Do you know that the Commissioner of Health and Environment has so far been sacked? Isn't it unfortunate that the two ministries that were meant to tackle this thing head on, supposedly, have been released on duty? Nobody is asking some crucial questions. Ministry of Health to help us advise and guide us on health issues. Minister of Environment to help us against the ecological thing that brings our system.
Okay.
My vote that is white is now black. What I'm going to eat for Christmas is black. I don't know how I'm going to eat that from.
That's true. What you're going to eat? That's very true. What you're going to eat? That's very true. Richard, thank you very much. Because the food, obviously, it's not being made in space. It's grown in parts imported here. And you go to the market, you know, you wipe your yams, for example, it's covered. But what about the bolan? Oh, my beloved bolan fish. What about the bolan fish? What about the suya on the streets? Wow. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Jude, first of all, I heard you tell somebody the governor said we should pray.
Yes,
there's nothing he can do.
Yes.
It's unfortunate we find ourselves in this condition. Jude, it will not cost, I don't need an analysis, about 7 billion. Is it? No. I have the first one from what I discovered, 5 billion. Huh? To construct a standard modular refinery. I don't mean the low-class ones. Those ones, I think, we don't cost up to that amount. But to have a standard modular refinery. And the government said each of our bridge, each of our flyovers, is 7 million plus.
7 billion, 7 billion, not less.
7 billion,
yeah,
7 billion less.
Yes,
nothing less than 7 billion.
Mm.
You see the wickedness?
Mm.
Jude, if we are not alive, who will fly? Who will fly the flyovers? When we are sick in the hospitals, who will fly the flyovers? Port Harcourt will be empty, so we might not even need the flyovers because human beings are not here. Do you understand?
Totally.
And the person who is saying federal government is not a river state. Federal government will not come and get you jobs. These are things your state governor, your state government is supposed to do. Put a blame on them. That's from there before you get to the federal government. Federal government have their own problem. They came here, they deceived us. They told us they were going to fix modular refineries in every community. That these things are happening. Have they done that? So they have failed us. If the federal government has to fail us, your state government shouldn't fail us. Because they live here in the state with us. Do you understand me? This is just wickedness. You just decide to squander people's money or squander the taxpayers' money. Because you feel when you do a flyover, you have some commissions and all that out of you. But you've forgotten that when you build a modular refinery, it will generate income to the state. Do you understand me?
Well, but the illegal refinery is generating income, but not for the state anyway. It's for the community, for the boys and the people in the community, apparently. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's not funny on this other side.
How are you coping? With the focus, let's know. How are you coping? How are you coping with
this? It's coping bad. Are we even coping at all?
when the, even the plate on your rack in your kitchen is black, you just watch plate, not even up to 10 minutes, is black. Your floors, black, everything. On Saturday, the way I mop this house, I thinking that it is for all, for the next Wednesday. Saturday evening, breaking Monday, breaking Sunday, under my teeth already black, walking from bedroom to the parlor.
Wow.
So I have to go back and mop again on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
So we are not coping. The thing is very hard on us. It's very hard. You say how we are coping. You just have to think we are mitigating it. If you like, close your doors, close your windows, seal yourself. The thing is still finding its way in. But I want to urge the state governor. It's nothing too difficult to mobilize communities who are prone to these particular activities. Help us and stop this business. Mobilize communities, 20, 50 million, give them fibers, motivate them, let them go after those doing the business. That is the only way we can get it safe. And also talk to the military agencies. Do not let this product, anyone you arrest, do not set them ablaze. Seize them and bring them to the coffers of the nation and let them grow the economy. But rather they will set them on and set them ablaze. And do you know that is even the smoke that is covering the streets today?
Yeah, but
it's even more dangerous.
But if you've not heard, they don't burn anymore. You know, they really dismantle the dump sites. No. That's not what we heard. That's far from it. Once again, if you are one of the pro fire cookers, like that's what they now call themselves, they're cooking it. If you are the military man, soldier or officer in the know, in the loop, you've been turning your eye away. If you're the policeman at Choba Junction, NSCDC, at Emoha, when you're going to Degama, you know, if you are in Iboche on the expressway when you're coming out and you are also, you know, collecting money, the lady at Choba yesterday asked me to remind you. Oh, no, not to remind you, to tell you explicitly that you are a murderer. You are a murderer. There's no justification for whatever it is. You're hungry. You are a murderer. So you are a thief. If you didn't know, if you are going to the pipes and blowing them up, you are a thief. First and foremost, you may not be on the streets, you know, robbing people of their money, but guess what? You are robbing them of their health. So yes, you are a robber. You may not be an armed robber, but from what we have heard, the info is that those who help to carry the stolen crude and then refine it, bore fire and move up, they are armed. So yes, you are an armed robber. And it's actually ironical, yeah, it's almost like poetic justice that this song done by Fela is almost what, 4 decades old, almost 4 decades old, and we are here today in River State in the Niger Delta, and it's like we are living the same script all over again. The same script all over again. So, authorities, yes, chairman, House of Rep, whatever. Fela said, you guys steal with the pen. Did you hear that part where he said 2 billion? Abraba can steal maybe 100,000 million. You guys have been stealing billions. And now, the sons and daughters that you left in the villages are now stealing and killing Port Harcourt people, Rivers people, Emoha people, Eche people. They are all being killed every day, directly and indirectly, because of the poisoning of the atmosphere. So, let's get back to you. How are you coping? And by the way, the lady, once again, who was crying on the street, wants you to know, right, that if you are in the supply chain, if you are going to bring it in, if you are the military man standing and collecting the bribes, if you are the policeman also taking your cut, if you are the NSCDC if you are the Joint Task Force, if you are anything, oh, Navy, oh, yes, right, by the way, the Navy was also made mention in that conversation. Yes, if you are a naval officer, all right, and if you have gunboats, line boats, air boats, whatever it is that you have, trucks, moving them up to Benin, up to Sokoto, well, she says, I should remind you, just in case you've forgotten, you are a murderer. Hello, Port Harcourt. This morning, 5 days till Christmas. People, some children are coughing. Some children are being treated for upper respiratory tract infection. How are you coping with the soot in Port Harcourt? Now we have soot, now we have Harmattan. A few weeks ago, people were complaining, the rains are too much. And now the Harmattan is here. Talk about a double jeopardy. 93. Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello.
Good morning. Please turn off your radio, sir, please.
Sorry, dear. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome, please.
My brother, the truth of the matter is that according to what they said this morning, that the suit and the Harmattan, they are not a good combination at all. I tell you, my 1-year-old baby,
oh dear,
all the nose continuously running, and they are always black. You understand? So the issue is that since the governor said that we should continue to pray, I think he should do something, because if it is other people like that, they may declare the terrorists. But since this one is not terrorist issue, I think they should grant them amnesty. If this thing, nothing is being done, this place will be an epidemic.
You want them to grant amnesty to people who are killing your daughter or your son right now, your 1-year-old. You want them to grant amnesty to those people? Okay. That might be a way forward. I don't know. All right, the issue of the Suit University is simply tantamount to self-annihilation. It's being penny-wise and pound-foolish. The long-term consequences will certainly wipe off monetary gains. I wish I could relocate as soon as possible. Sam in Akpajo. Good morning, Jude. The Suit of the River State, if you want to look at it, is in the actual sense everybody's involved, both those who steal, produce, buyers, sellers, the end users are all murderers, because if they're not buying, the people will not produce again. Interesting. Good morning, Jude. Yesterday, I nearly passed out after taking my regular early morning jog, and I later found out from the internet article that it's one of the most vulnerable to atmospheric pollution after a strenuous activity or exercise. Since then, I don't jog or exercise without wearing my face mask. Sometimes, my eyes become very dim and watery, but I use eye goggles. Interesting. Barry Johnson, all the way in Peter Odili Road. Interesting. Good morning, Jude. Take a look at my children's bathtub. Oh my God, it looks like a mechanic. Wow, it's black. I promise you, this looks like where the mechanic just finished changing oil. All right, hello, Port Harcourt. I am currently repainting my house pure black. I don't know what else to do about this. Wow. What? Somebody says he's painting his house pure black. Really? Good morning, Jude. This suit is getting worse with each passing day. The government that is supposed to stop this are involved in this. The army, the police are all concerned about the money they make from this. So bad. So unfortunate we find ourselves in this mess. But the arm robbers, you people were collecting money before. Weren't you? Or was it? Oh, no. It wasn't you guys. No. Hello, Port Harcourt. Oh, sorry about that. It wasn't you guys. No, it couldn't have been. This is from a community I was in on Friday. This picture doesn't do justice to what I saw. From children to teenagers in the community have been introduced to the process. They are all covered in black oil from head to toe. You can't even breathe. So, one thing that has to be said, I think a greater responsibility has to go to those who are actually getting children, our young, our future, or the future of River State, rather, the future of River State, into this business directly. You're cutting their lifespan just a little bit shorter than they would have. 90.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Good morning. Go on, please. How are you coping? Good morning.
Okay. Okay. My brother, the suit is becoming something else. It's becoming something else. Did you know that, as the governor said, that it will be so difficult to stop because the people he wants to use to stop it are those in China and Fiji. Yeah, I was going to drop my wife. She was traveling one early morning. So at South Road, I got to the checkpoint. The police officers there had to stop me, ask me to clear. Why? Because a tanker was behind me, loaded with petroleum products.
Okay.
So they now stopped me and asked me to settle them. Because the tanker behind belongs to me. I told them, no, I don't know about the tanker. It's not mine. I'm going to drop my wife off. She's traveling. They said, oh, I should go. I now park. They now stop the tanker behind me. So they after the product, the money they will pay them, not the health effect, the hazard is causing on us here. Because I woke up yesterday and was asking my wife where we are relocating to. Because this thing, when you clean your nose, try washing it with detergent and see how hard it will be to wash off what comes out from your nostril. So what is the way forward? I'm tired of this state, honestly. Port Harcourt is not safe. Not banditry, not kidnapping, but to see this. It's killing us.
Oh, well. The governor and members of the government say, you know, we should pray. All right, hello, Port Harcourt, please. Who can we, the people, make a class action suit against the government with regard to the suit? Austin is asking. Interesting. Austin, well, maybe you should get to a lawyer to ask that question. Jude, there is no how I am coping with this suit thing. No? All efforts are not working. Governor Wike should use the same force he used to enforce lockdown to stop this illegal refining. We beg. I am working on relocating back to Lagos because of the suit. Biola, who is in Iwofe. 913, hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Jude.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Welcome, please.
Yeah, the suit situation is very, very bad. So bad that in my neighborhood where I live, there is also Shell location flaring gas, coupled with the AKA no fire going on around there. Jude, as I'm talking to you, I don't care about the heat anymore. My windows are locked. Even with that, through the toilet window, the suit still finds its way.
But
the gravity of suit in this area, it's called a Okola, somewhere in Ogibo. You understand? You have a chain bordering it and Ogibo. And they are cooking in a chain, cooking somewhere in Irebe, even Irebe in the bush, because you see the flame at night. They are cooking. I even have a neighbor in another compound who is a fire, or should I call businessman? Because every morning, 4 a.m., he's leaving the house and going to the place.
Oh, he goes to bring profile products.
Yes, he's into the business.
He's into the business.
I don't need somebody to tell me.
Okay.
I see bikes coming back. They always find them in Salofin, inside bag. At least maybe they are carrying ordinary sack of rice or other things. But if people fire, the wife will see they can, people come, they put it in carrots and stick it away. So he's a dealer. And they don't care about the health of people. They are only interested in filling their pocket fats and killing other people. Everything boils back to the government. The government, state, and federal, they are wicked people everywhere in government. Because, first of all, Nigeria is blessed with crude oil. If we have our refineries working, these guys will be useless. They'll be meaningless. Nobody will even notice what they're doing. Because in fact, they won't go into it because there will be no patronage. Refineries are not working. The vice president came here and talked about modular refineries and all that, nothing is happening. If the state government cannot build modular refinery, and they are using $7 billion to build flyovers, and about 9 of them, if you can get 5 flyovers and 5 modular refineries, you run these guys out of business. Because if they don't get patronage, they cook for 1 week and nobody is coming to buy, they will stop. Why is the government so wicked? And they know all these people. They know all these people. He went to coronate the king in Okrika. He's one of the people cooking no fire. All this while. They know that. They are their warlords. They use them for election. That's why they don't want to talk to the United States. They are wicked. They are very, very wicked. I'm thinking of relocating, leaving Port Harcourt entirely to whenever this thing stops. Go to somewhere in Enugu or Omaha. I can drive down to Port Harcourt when I have a business to do here. Keep not gradually. Everywhere in the house, keep mopping and everywhere is dark. Your nostrils, you cough out from your throat, everything that comes out is black. What happened to the lungs that are not seeing?
Oh, very true.
You gradually, and tomorrow
true.
Somebody will die of a lung cancer. Can you see how wicked these people are?
Mm.
And their families are outside.
Well, they
and
are here.
Their families are not ready, politicians, they're taking them to Abuja, where they have clean air.
Well, they are here, you know, and interestingly, at some point in time, you have to come here to, you know, monitor the business. So are here, you know. Whatever. Air quality index for Port Harcourt today is unhealthy for sensitive groups. It's not as bad as yesterday. Yesterday was 172 US AQI, but today is 126. 126. Very bad. The main pollutant is particulate matter 2.5. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, dear. My name is Jude. Please, how are you coping? One more time. If you are in the business, you are a murderer.